telemedicine, or providing clinical health from a distance can save money and improve health. As part of our weekly conversation about business news in the state, I spoke with Journal Record editor Ted Struley about why virtual doctor visits aren't always an option for some homebound patients. We also talked about the closing of a music venue in Bricktown. Ted, Journal Record reporter Sarah Terry Kobo writes, some private healthcare providers want to expand the use of telemedicine, but they can't. Why not?
Well, payment rates haven't kept up with the technology. And private insurance companies typically pay about $40 per telemedicine visit. And Medicare, which isn't even covering a lot of these right now, was only paying about $25 per telemedicine visit. So it's really tough for doctors to make that work financially.
How could telemedicine visits to homebound patients save money?
Well, you know, about 5% of the population has at least one chronic illness, but that group uses 60% of healthcare resources because they tend to seek treatment in the emergency room. So independent care, we have found, could cut those costs by as much as one third.
Besides money, what are the benefits of telemedicine, both for the homebound patient and for providers?
Well, you know, for homebound patients especially, there's multiple scenarios in which patients can't leave their homes, but they need to see a specialist for things like wound care or endocrinology or cardiology. And we learned that about 40% of referrals to specialists could be met through telemedicine. So it makes the doctors more efficient and makes life a lot easier on the patient.
What are the solutions that are on the table to help providers make more virtual home care visits?
Well, unfortunately, it's going to take a sea change in federal law and the insurance industry to make telemedicine payments match the cost of equipment and labor, and that's just not on the horizon right now.
Changing topics quite a bit here, Journal Record reporter Molly Fleming writes that the Wormy Dog Saloon in Bricktown is shutting its doors. What's the Wormy Dog known for?
Well, the original Wormy Dog Saloon opened in Stillwater in the early 90s, and the one in Bricktown opened in 2003. So it was one of the first Bricktown clubs, and it quickly gained a reputation for featuring up-and-coming country bands, especially the ones playing red dirt music.
Why are the owners closing down the Wormy Dog?
You know, it had become the smallest venture in the owner's portfolio. They also owned the Criterion, which recently opened, Tumbleweeds up in Stillwater. They own a music festival out at Lake Eufaula. And they thought they were going to be running the bar and the entertainment at the Tower Theater in Oklahoma City. So the Tower Theater deal fell apart, though. And so the owners are saying that there's a chance for a Wormy Dog encore.
Seth Spillman with the Oklahoma City Convention and Visitors Bureau told your paper that Bricktown is becoming more residential friendly. Does a venue like Wormy Dog still fit into the aesthetic of Bricktown?
Oh, sure it does. You know, one of the attractions to living in that part of town is the access to entertainment, food and drink, and Wormy Dog helps fill that bill.
So Wormy Dog is a long-standing music venue, especially for red dirt music, as you mentioned. Are there other options to help fill the void for concerts?
Well, you know, as I mentioned, the same owners have the Criterion, which is nearby in Bricktown. That's pretty new. And while it's not doing a lot of country or red dirt music, it's a much bigger venue and is attracting bigger name acts to the area. So that's one way that void is getting filled.
So what's the legacy of Wormy Dog? Will it be difficult to fill its shoes?
Well, we don't know what's coming, but the building's owner did tell us that it's such a premier location that he expects someone to lease that space very quickly, and we'll find out what kind of place they move in there.
Ted Struley is the editor of the Journal Record newspaper. Ted, thank you so much, as always, for talking with us this week.
Jacob, my pleasure.
KGOU and the Journal Record collaborate each week on the Business Intelligence Report. You can find this conversation archived at kgou.org.